Hello and good morning, everybody. This is Great North Adventures Podcast, episode 12. Today's date, Sunday, September 29th, 2019. And this is the weekly review of my motorcycle trip from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. Odometer reading this week, we're sitting at 46,492. So again, another 1,100K, pretty standard. It's been 103 days since I left Tuktoyaktuk. So had a little bit of a mild celebration at the 100-day mark, but an achievement, I think, so far, regardless of what turns out. We managed to spend a whole week in one country for the first time, I feel like, in a while, so that's been pretty nice. We started the week in Tulcan, right at the border, Ecuador and Colombia, and made it to Cuenca, which is about 3 hours away from the Peruvian border. Lots of great, diverse driving this week. Was at the top of a volcano at 4,000 meters, went down to about 500 meters and stayed in the Amazon. All in all, an amazing week, but a few headaches tossed in there for good measure. A couple of highlights, back to camping. I think we spent 3 nights outdoors this week. Always feels good anytime that you're sleeping in nature and get to look at the stars at night, you know, wake up in the morning and put a hat on. It's kind of my favorite thing to do. So, the driving around Cotopaxi was amazing. New roads, mountain driving, curvy, great views, snow-covered mountains, everything like that. Super awesome. Yeah. Glaciers on the top of the mountains, just everything super nice. Sorry about the background noise, just in the hostel common area here. We went to Kilatoa Lagoon, which was super beautiful at the top of the volcano there, a nice aqua green and blue lake kind of in the bottom of the, or sorry, in the top of the crater of the volcano. And yeah, that was just super awesome. But there's too many gringos up there, so decided we were going to camp, but decided to keep moving on. After Kilatoa, we were driving through the mountains, and I smelled a town that smelled like barbecue sauce. It was really quite amazing, and got my mouth watering pretty good there. The driving from Banyos to Sukua, in which Banyos starts kind of in, about 2,500 meters elevation in the mountains, and Sukua's down about 800 in the Amazon. Great day of driving. Started the day with 7 tunnels, curvy roads, following a nice looking trout river, and then got down into the Amazon. You could see it laid out all before you, and definitely a super cool day. And then again from Sukua back to Cuenca, kind of just a bit south, but the reverse, so you go from the Amazon up back up into the mountains. Equally cool driving, similar idea, waterfalls, nature, curvy roads. It was all great. Followed a dam lake for about 50 plus Ks. It was awesome. Not too many lowlights this week. We were in Banyos, which is like a nice kind of more natural sort of setting in the town. And it's supposed to be, you know, kind of like an eco center. And when we were camping across the way from us, there's a house. And they've just strewn trash. You can see just from their house all the way down, just trash, 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 trash going down into the river. And it's just some people don't get it, I guess. And yeah, so whatever. That's their idea. But it's, you know, I guess unsustainable just chucking your trash off the side of the cliff into you know, nature, river, rocks, boulders, whatever. So had a couple of bike issues this week, but I'm going to cover that in the maintenance section. And that's about it for the lowlights this week. Pretty darn good week. One of the scariest moments mostly happened to Braden this week. We were driving in the mountains after the lagoon, and big turny corners, so taking him at good speed, about 80 Ks. And for whatever reason, in this section of Ecuador, all the street dogs decide that they want to lay on the road. And so I drove by, and I guess the one street dog figured that it wasn't a good idea to be laying there anymore, so started walking across the street, and Braden was coming behind me, and he friggin' ran into the street dog, in a full corner at 80, like at full speed at 80 k's, and luckily he didn't dump his bike or crash or end up in the ditch or anything, but definitely had to stop, pull over, take some deep breaths, calm the gear or calm the nerves, and get back on and keep going again. But definitely could have been a whole lot worse situation. And then furthermore, earlier in the week, we're cruising down the Pan American Highway, so probably doing about 100 kilometers an hour. And we're, again, coming around a corner. We're in the passing lane of a three-lane road. And all you see is Braden's chain just snap and start hanging, dragging along the road. And so, obviously, you don't want to be stuck in the passing lane with no power, no drivetrain. And so we promptly pulled over, jimmy-rigged the chain back onto the sprockets, and were able to get going. We only took about, or went about 40 kilometers an hour after that, but just rode on the shoulder, got into a town, and was able to get Braden's chain replaced there. Not too much worse for wear, so that was scary, but again, could have been turned out a lot worse than it did. Saw some, not many critters this week, but a couple interesting things. We saw a black hairless dog. So it kind of looked like, I don't know, something from Resident Evil or something. It was kind of freaky, but, you know, looked like a nice little dog. Wasn't being mean or anything, but just, you know, very interesting. Black skin, zero hair, cruising around in town. Just interesting. We saw, I'm not sure if it was a hawk or just like a weird Ecuadorian grouse, but it kind of, the way that it was plumed and kind of the feeling that the bird gave off was that it was a hawk or like a predatory bird, but just the way it was shaped with a big fan tail and kind of a puffy body and wasn't the strongest of flyer, made me think that it was just like a super big grouse. So anyways, not 100% sure what that was, but it was definitely a cool bird. And then we've seen some llamas and alpacas up in the high alpine. So not too many critters, but definitely some cool ones, the ones that we did see. Decent amount of bike maintenance this week. Did an oil change. Super convenient, just stopped at an oil change spot. And they had all the jugs that we needed, and we did it all the work ourselves, because, you know, feel like you're cheating if you get somebody to do your oil for you. But it's just nice not to be able to, or have to drag oil around and buy bottles to, you know, dump old oil into and figure out how to get rid of it. So that was super nice. We'd probably do that again. Good thing I got my fork seals replaced last week, because my fork seals are toast again. So that's always nice. That must be something wrong with the kind of the thinner portion of the fork that goes into the main housing. Must be an imperfection in there that just ruins the fork seals. So whatever, you know, it's not gonna stop me from riding, but it's just, you know, a bit annoying. We pulled over, we were driving along, there was a town in the Amazon, had a big massive fish statue, kind of looked like a trout, and Braden pulls over and he says, go get a picture in front of the fish. So I'm kind of like a bit of a dink, pull my bike up onto the sidewalk right in front of the fish, and I'm pointing at it, posing, and Braden takes the photo, and I go to start the bike again, and it doesn't start, and we're out of power. So had to, in just, you know, the tiniest little town in the middle of the Amazon, pull out my battery, and then start walking around town looking for somebody who could charge it. So was able to find a motorcycle mama, I call her, and she charged up the battery for free. Was able to get the bike started, and again, we limped back to town. We only had to turn around and go back about 30 k's to make it to a decent-sized city. But yeah, once we got there, got a new battery. Wasn't really the right size, but made it work. You know, got some rubber shims and that sort of stuff, and it's in there nice and secure now. That solved my electrical problems for about 20 minutes. My headlight and my taillight were running. But then, after about 20 minutes, they turned off again. And so kind of drove all day to Cuenca on a beautiful road, beautiful turns and everything like that, but pretty pissed off. So didn't enjoy it as much as I should have. So after that, got to town, bought a multimeter to kind of figure out our electrical problems. I studied the wiring diagram for at least 2 hours before bed the one night, and woke up early yesterday morning and found basically the tiniest little bit of corrosion on one of the fuse holder, one of the fuse holders that helps transfer the power through the fuse and then receives it on the other side. So basically just cleaned that with a wire brush, added some dielectric grease, which took me, again, another half day to find about 5 milliliters of it. But again, found it, so covered it with dielectric grease and solved the problems. The dash lights are back on, both the headlamps are working, tail lights working, everything's good to go. I thought it might have been my stator, which is what would have been why my battery died. It would have been why the headlamps would have been going out and then not having enough power to keep them running because it wasn't charging. But I had the bike kind of torn apart yesterday, had it tested on the multimeter, and brought the bike up to 3,100 or 30,000 RPMs, and it was charging at about 14.1 volts, so that's perfect. So I think my charge controller and my stator are fine, and so fingers crossed that this week will be less mechanical issues. Final thought this week, anybody coming to Ecuador, just count your change and ask the price twice here. I'll let you figure out the rest, but that's my little bit of advice. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you again next week, and we love you lots. RK. Bye.